Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I think there's plenty of fans out there who are going to roll their eyes when I say that I think he's been excellent, but he's been excellent.
Excellent.
I mean, it's excellent. Given the situation, given what we saw last year, given what would be the result, look, you have to go with what the situation is around him. Would Aaron Rodgers be better in this situation? I don't know. He doesn't have any wide receivers. He doesn't have any protection. I'm not saying that Jacoby Brissett is Aaron Rodgers, but there is a point at which chicken poop cannot be made. Excuse me. Chicken salad cannot be made out of chicken poop. We saw it with Tom Brady in myriad times over 20 years where he has no wideouts, no protection. 2013, the beginning of that season, is a smoking gun piece of evidence if you want to look back at how bad it looked. There was a game against the Jets in the rain when Aaron Dobson and Taylor Price might have been his wide receivers. He threw the ball to Julian Edelman like 19 times and completed 13 for an average of 6.6 yards.
That is a wide receiver.
Yes. And that's kind of analogous to what the Patriots are looking at right now.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Final hour here, WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart taking you up until about 5:50. We got to jump out early because it's an early Red Sox game down at Tropicana Field. Pass things off to the Mass Mutual pregame show right around that time. And first pitch will be coming your way from the Trop right around 6:50 here on Boston Sports Original WEEI and the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. We were talking just a minute ago about Jacoby Brissett and how he may or may not be the problem. That was Andy Hart's take in the spin zone there. Also the take, as you just heard, of Tommy Curran, who spoke with Jones and Keefe earlier today and said that Brissett's actually been excellent. And I just think I think what we're doing here and what you are both doing is taking into account the limitations that Jacoby Brissett has as a quarterback. I mean, that's a big part of why I think you're giving him such a pass, is that you didn't expect him to be much better than this. He hasn't been good, but no one really expected him to be much better than what he's given you. Therefore, he's met your expectations, and you think that's a good showing from a quarterback of his caliber. Am I off the mark here? I mean, I feel like that's kind of what you guys are both saying. While you put everything on these other people, it's also that you think Brissett, like he said, would Aaron Rodgers be doing any better on this team? If Aaron Rodgers was putting up these numbers that Brissett's putting up and not throwing to his wide receivers, people would be criticizing him a lot more because you expect more from Aaron Rodgers.
I think
there may be something to that, but not really, because I thought these numbers he's putting up were the numbers he'd put up with relative solid play around him. And
okay.
I think it's been, to steal Curran's word, a poop show around him at times.
I think if it was more solid play around him, he'd have better number. I mean, I just, you know.
I don't know, because that's where I think he has limitations.
Yeah.
I think he has very, I mean, maybe a little bit more yardage, maybe one more touchdown, but to me, 15 of 24 or 15 of 27 for a buck 30, he's at 121 in one game, 149. Like, I kind of think that's who Jacoby Brissett is. I don't think, and I don't know if that's a shot or not. That's just, I have very limited expectations on his ability to make plays, but he's avoided mistakes, which is one of my criticisms of the preseason. Yep. I didn't think he avoided mistakes. In the
and that looks a lot better after the last 2 years. I mean, that's definitely a welcome sight, even
yes.
if they're not moving the ball very much.
It also looks better with the way they're trying to play football.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run it. We're going to play defense. Well, if you avoid mistakes, don't give the other team extra possessions, right? Like, you can play that way. And so I think he's done a good job if it had been a little bit better around him. And maybe that's where Curran's right. Maybe considering everything else that I just listed in the spin zone,
mm-hmm.
maybe it is an excellent job in terms of there's been a lot of chicken poop around him. And it's not great chicken salad, but it's probably edible. You're probably not going to get it recalled on you. You're probably not going to end up in the hospital if you eat it. And
no listeria outbreaks.
Right. That might be saying something for what this team is right now. So, yeah, maybe I'll jump on Curran's word and say that Brissett has been excellent. Then you mix in the hits.
Yeah.
Guy's gotten the snot kicked out of him.
He is getting hit a lot.
We talked about it yesterday. If that's the guy he used to share a meeting room with, not Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, would he still be playing? Probably not. We'd be in Drake May. And then Drake May would be getting the crap kicked out of him. And now we're like, oh, my God, is Joe Milton going to have to play? Are we breaking Drake May? So, yeah.
We had a call. I wanted Milton to start on Thursday. Right?
Yeah, that was disrespectful to Milton, though. That was throwing him to the wolves,
right.
And basically he was the sacrificial lamb.
Can't hurt our actual quarterbacks. Put Milton out there.
Yes.
Yeah, it was more like that. 617-779-7937, your phone number. Let's go to Brandon, who is in North Carolina, wants to know what's up with the wide receivers. Go ahead, Brandon.
Guys, I think he's definitely – we can have limited expectations for him because the play calling is limiting him to what he can do.
For Jacoby Brissett you're talking about.
Line. Yeah, yes, sorry,
yeah, okay.
For Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the offensive line can block for the run. If we're having trouble getting receivers to get separation mid to downfield, 10 to 15 yards, why aren't we running quick slants? Why aren't we running wide receiver screens? Why aren't we running a reverse? Like, why aren't we getting – because we have the speed. Can we all agree that the receivers do have the speed, maybe not the hands, but at least the speed?
I don't know about that.
Tyquan Thornton's
fast. I mean, that's.
I don't know if Jalen Polk has the speed.
Yeah.
They did run a reverse, I believe, with Jalen Polk.
It was. It got like a yard.
Yeah. Because I don't know that he has great speed. I don't know what his measured numbers are, but I'm just telling you watching on the field. Do I think Thornton has good speed? Yes. Baker, I don't know what his speed is because I thought he faded and got out of shape during camp, and he's going to work himself out of the doghouse.
Right. Booty, I don't know if he's, you know. Like,
yeah.
Polk's 40-yard dash was 4.52.
That's Andy Hart-like, so he's not that fast for an NFL receiver.
Andy Hart-like, okay.
DeMario Douglas is quicker than he is fast, but I think he's fast enough. I don't know that they have the fat. They don't. It's not Waddle and Hill.
No,
I'm not going to compare him to some group like that,
or even Rice and what's his face over in
John
Kansas
Taylor?
City. Not Jerry Rice. Rashi Rice and the kid from Texas, the rookie they just drafted.
Worthy.
Worthy,
that's not fair. He was the fastest guy in the draft.
I know. I'm saying,
like a 4.2.
But that's Tyreek Hill speed. Like those are. That's a couple of fast receivers there.
Yeah. No.
They don't have anyone as fast as Rashi Rice. I don't think.
But Brendan's other point was about the
driving.
What?
Nothing.
No. The play calling, I asked you, why aren't we running more slants and quicker developing routes and some of the things that are traditional slot receiver routes? I think that's a very fair question. I don't know about the speed, but I don't know that you're utilizing your weapons even to the best of your current ability given everything that's going on with this team. And that's on Alex Van Pelt. That's why Alex Van Pelt made his spot on the list ahead of Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Listen, I think there's certainly something to that. And when you look at these wide receivers, you went into this season not thinking much of them and not thinking much of the offensive line and thinking about it in terms of your rookie quarterback. Like, if you're going to play this rookie, you're not going to do him any favors here because you didn't put an offense around him that's worth a damn. And this is a bad situation for a rookie to be in. Now, you look around the league and
I think we all agree Caleb Williams is in a pretty decent situation there in Chicago in terms of weapons to throw to and what we thought was a decent offensive line.
So it does far, not appear to be.
Their line doesn't look sucks. Like that at all. Their line is getting turnstiled.
Yep.
And it's not he's not getting any time to throw, and when he does, he's making bad decisions. It's not a great situation for him. Not a great situation for Bo Nix so far, and certainly Jaden Daniels has looked probably the best out of the three of them, but even he's not looking great either. So I don't know. I think the Patriots, when all is said and done, are less, they have less weaponry and probably, you know, equal to or less than offensive line than all of those teams. And these are all teams that are starting their rookies.
So can I go to a text that is questioning my guy?
Yes.
413. He's avoided mistakes except taking the huge sack that cost them the field goal.
That was a big mistake.
Did you watch it again? Because
I watched it a few times.
Specifically asked him yesterday, and he said throw the ball away.
Right.
I don't know if he could. It was borderline jailbreak city. It was horrific by the right side of the line. Robinson and Onwenu got jacked up, toasted on that play. And I'm not, I think you might have ended up with like an intentional grounding situation. I don't know where, I mean, I guess, yes, technically he's supposed to throw it at the feet of like the slot receiver or something like that. But that was a situation that was.
If you're taking a snap and you know you can't take a sack there, you figure out how to not take a sack there, even if you're getting jailbreak done. I know, I'm just saying.
Remember when Brian Hoyer did it in Kansas City?
And that was a big mistake, you know?
It happens to good journeyman veteran quarterbacks.
It does, yeah.
But I was about to say. I don't know that that was a hellacious mistake there. And he's also, would you rather he threw a pick six, like just blindly threw the ball up? Because I wouldn't rather that.
No.
Because I'd also like to
say, those are the only two options. Yeah, you take the sack, but
there's no rule that says your kicker can't make a 48-yard field goal.
True.
In fact, there are a lot of 50-yard field goals I've been watching. 48 is a run-of-the-mill field goal these days. Not easy, but kind of run-of-the-mill. Kind of middle of the road.
He's got a big leg, too.
Yeah.
He's got big arms.
He does. He's got big limbs.
Excuse me?
Big limbs.
Jesus.
What?
I don't know where you were going. Yeah.
Big arms.
Didn't
big
he just worry my you? Finger was hovering over
Thank
the dump
you.
Button.
Big
Thank
limbs.
You.
That's all I'm saying.
Easy,
big
Diddy.
Limbs. Excuse me. The Miami Dolphins putting Tua Tagovailoa on injured reserve. We're also now finding out that Deebo Samuel is going to miss a couple of games, which means Patriots are going to face the Jets around full strength. They got a couple of guys who are out, like Jermaine Johnson's out. That corner DJ Reed, I think, is probably out. He missed that last game. Other than that, they're pretty much full strength.
The big guns are there.
You're going into this Dolphins game, no Tua. And you're going into this Niners game without their running back, and that hurt them certainly against the Vikings. And also no Deebo Samuel. Does that change anything about this upcoming slate for you?
No.
Even the Dolphins without Tua? You still think the Dolphins with Skylar Thompson, you're going to run the Patriots off the field?
Or Brady.
Or Tom Brady, right?
Or Mac Jones. Not run them off the field.
And beat them. I think
they're the more talented team. Significantly so.
I think the Patriots have the quarterback advantage in that game.
Who's the quarterback in that game?
If it's Skylar Thompson, I think that they have the advantage there.
Who's the quarterback?
Jacoby Brissett.
I don't think it's going to be.
Well, fine. If it is him, then I would say that the Patriots have the advantage there. If it's May, then I definitely would say it. But
Either way, they either have a good advantage or a great advantage?
Over Skylar Thompson? Yes. Assuming that's their
Drake
quarterback,
May,
which we don't know.
First NFL start.
I would take over Skylar Thompson, yes.
I'm not sure I would.
I think Skylar Thompson really sucks.
But then you have the issue. You're not just taking May or Thompson. You're taking Thompson with Hill and Waddle.
Yeah.
And the play caller.
I saw with Hill and Waddle when Bridgewater got hurt 2 years ago, and he was god-awful. Yeah, and so is Bridgewater, for that matter.
Is McDaniel awful?
No.
Who would you rather have? Those receivers and McDaniel with a quarterback you're not sure about, or Alex Van Pelt, these receivers and a quarterback you're not sure about?
Honestly, in this case, I might actually lean Van Pelt because I think McDaniel's offenses are so complicated that Skylar Thompson can't run them.
He's been running them for like 2 years. He should
has
know
Has he him. Really? I mean, he hasn't.
Yes, he
on
practices.
The field, is he out there actually
you ever
doing
seen
it?
OTAs and mini camps? He should know the offense.
I haven't been watching Dolphins OTAs. I have to
I'm
hand
not
up.
He's
I haven't
good.
Seen those.
But and all that motion and the little flip passes, he's got the opportunity to do nothing and take great credit for it. The little push pass, jet sweep, push pass, Skylar Thompson with a 70-yard pass. No, he threw the ball a half a yard and Tyreek Hill ran the rest.
Right, and McDaniel, I thought, did a poor job sort of implementing Teddy Bridgewater and his strengths. Tua went down with those concussions. And then when Thompson had to come in, he was totally lost out there. He couldn't do anything. So, no, I'm not necessarily convinced that McDaniel and Thompson and the rest of that offense can be functional with Thompson out there. I don't think he's a good quarterback.
So luckily, the Patriots are going to maybe drop to 1-2 on Thursday.
Maybe.
But then they're going to win two in a row to go to 3-2 after beating the Niners and Dolphins.
I think the Niners beat them even without those guys, honestly. I mean, let's be honest
okay,
here.
Okay, thank you.
You know, with Brandon Ayuk and that kid, the backup, it was the Vikings gave him a game. And listen, that play by Jefferson was awesome. Jefferson's so good.
We don't have one of those.
I love his highlights. But yeah, we don't have a guy like that. And the Niners defense is still pretty good. The Jefferson's a special player. You don't have any special players. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the week that was in the NFL. 2 weeks in the book, two sloppy weeks of football by many, many different metrics. And also we'll talk about the biggest surprises, biggest disappointments, and the cautionary tale of Bryce Young. That's all coming up right after Stiz tells you what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up one last time with what's trending right now on WEI and WEI.com. Trending now, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide. Patriots gearing up for their Week 3 game against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets on Thursday night. Kickoff from MetLife Stadium at 8:15. Patriots linebacker Juwan Bentley reported to miss the remainder of the regular season after suffering a torn pectoral muscle in Sunday's loss to the Seahawks. Some DMPs for the Pats include David Andrews, Vidarian Lowe, and City So. Jermaine Johnson did not participate for the New York Jets. Also, a little bit of breaking Patriots news earlier. Mike Reese reporting that Patriots have released wide receiver Jalen Reagor. Reagor made the initial 53-man roster before being moved to the practice squad. Week 2 in the NFL wrapped up last night. The Falcons beat the Eagles 22-21 in Philly. Kirk Cousins finished 20 of 29, 241 yards, two touchdowns. Jalen Hurts went 23 for 30, 183 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Both teams now stand at 1-1. And the Red Sox begin a three-game series against the Rays. First game goes down in just about an hour. First pitch at 6:50. Nick Pivetta expected to take the mound for your Boston Red Sox. He'll face Shane Baz for the Rays. You can hear that game right here on WEEI, all across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. My guy Cooper Boardman will get you ready starting at 5:50 with the MassMutual pregame show. Don't forget, you can catch both the pregame and the game right here on WEEI, or download the Odyssey app and take us wherever you go. Red Sox 4 games behind in the final wild card spot with 12 games left to play. Trending brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide. September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Learn the warning signs. Register for your local Out of the Darkness walk and donate to help stop suicide. Learn more from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at afsp.org/Massachusetts. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoon show with Arkin.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kevin Hart, coming up.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Third down and three. Barkley in the backfield.
Don't touch it.
Hurts. Barkley dropped it.
Wow.
And that obviously stops the clock.
Darnell Mooney one-on-one at the bottom.
Cousins looks right. Has a man. Touchdown, Drake London. And we are tied with the extra point to come.
All right, that's how week two in the NFL season ended. With a Falcons win over the Eagles that a lot of people didn't see coming, even with A.J. Brown not playing, that was another one of many upsets that you could say went down this weekend, as a bunch of teams that we expected to be 2-0 at this point now either 1-1 or in some cases 0-2, as the Patriots now have a better record than the Baltimore Ravens and several other teams that you probably won't be able to say that about too much longer here this year. But yeah, between the Ravens, the Bengals are 0-2, almost the entire AFC South is 0-2 other than the Texans. You got the Broncos at 0-2, the Giants who stink, the Panthers who stink, and the Rams who somehow stink as well, with a bunch of teams now surprising everybody like the Cardinals and the Saints and so forth. But all in all, Andy, I think we both agree that there's been some pretty ugly football being played here these first couple weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, some of that is counter to my argument that I made earlier that the Patriots are entertaining. Some of it is the passing games are not looking all that entertaining in their own right, whether it's quarterbacks, wide receivers, some key wide receiver injuries, different things in that area. But no, it's I don't know if there are big picture takeaways or not. I really don't, because I just think it's impossible to be ready to play a full football game unless you play a full football game. Mm-hmm. But no one wants to risk their players in a full football game in August. That doesn't count, right? As Gerard Mayo said, it doesn't count, but it matters. Yeah. So you're trying to get guys ready, that whole thing. But then, you know, that famous, what was that Patriots team, 89? They lost Garen Veris, Andre Tippett, and somebody else in the final preseason game. Their season ended.
Okay.
Their season literally ended in August because they lost three of their best players. And no one wants to be that. They'd much rather lose a game in September and play crappy football than lose players to injury because you played them too long in the preseason. Right?
Yeah, I'm trying to look that up if it was 89 or when that was. But yeah, they went 5-11 that year, so it could have been that for sure. And it looks like their only Pro Bowler was Johnny Rembert, so Tippett wasn't playing, so that was probably it. Yeah, I'd say that sounds right.
And it's almost everyone has accepted this. Bill was the first guy I ever heard say it, the extension of the preseason September thing. But it's almost like as the schedule grows, and yes, Jacoby Brissett, you play 17 games this year.
Right.
And in the future, you might play 18. And I think teams are almost accepting that September's sloppy. I might lose a game in September, but I have time. If I'm the team I think I am, I have time to come back. I have time to get to where I want to be. I do think it's kind of funny, though. Like, two guys that get crapped on are 2-0.
Right.
And that's Mike Tomlin and Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Josh Allen, everybody wants to say he's not that good. He makes too many mistakes. Oh, we'll see now. He makes too much money. They got no talent around him. You know where he's looking? Down on y'all. Because he's at the top of the division again, the same division he wins every year. And Mike Tomlin, we crap on him. Not that good of a coach. Me, look. Okay, well, he's 2-0. He's leading his division.
2-0 with his backup quarterback.
Right. Yeah. You all can brag about you have Joe Burrow, and you have Deshaun Watson, and you have Lamar Jackson. Well, guess what? I got Russell Wilson, doesn't play. I got Justin Fields. I'm not even sure he's a quarterback. He might be a running back, but I'm just going to go win football games. Right? I'm just going to go win football games.
Yeah.
So there's that opposite spectrum where if you're ready, and I think the Patriots, we may look back on this and say, Patriots playing in the preseason got them ready to win in week one and maybe give us false hope for what the team was or is.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair, especially if other teams start to pull their act together. I mean, even the Chiefs don't look like the Chiefs. They're 2-0 to start the
right.
year. You know, like there's other teams out there that I don't expect to be looking up at everybody all year. I expect the Jaguars to be better than this, although they've looked pretty shaky so far. We all think the Ravens will be better. I don't know if we all think the Dolphins will be better without Tua, but, you know, there's other teams out there. The Cowboys are 1-1. The Eagles are 1-1. Detroit lost. You have other examples of this. The Buccaneers, I think, are another team that's surprising everybody. Who's the biggest surprise and who's the biggest disappointment so far, if you had to pick one?
So the biggest surprise isn't even close. It's New Orleans for me. Carr.
I thought you still didn't believe in them, though.
I don't. They're the biggest surprise.
He's so surprised.
I'm so surprised. They're 2-0. They score a lot of points. He's good. I don't buy it, but that's what, I mean, I can look at the standings and look at the stats. They are what they are after 2 weeks.
91 points they've scored.
Yeah, they're averaging 40 points a game. That's pretty damn good.
That's more than three times what the Rams have scored so far. Right. The Rams have only scored 30 points.
How much did you say Carolina had scored?
Carolina 13? Has scored 13 points, that team, in two games.
I think
points.
The Rams might be the biggest disappointment, but the injuries are part of that.
Mm-hmm.
To lose Puka Nacua and then
Cup right away. Yeah.
Right away. I thought it was the exact opposite. I thought they were getting Cooper Kupp back full strength a year removed from the injury and pairing him with Nacua, and it's like, wow, they have a elite
high-powered offense
with Stafford, with the scheme and McVay and everything that they've been. But, I mean, 0-2, I thought that division was going to be better. 0-2, they could be in trouble early in the year, especially if these injuries to the two receivers linger on for an extended period.
I'm with you on the Saints. I think they're the biggest surprise. Biggest disappointment for me is the Ravens. I mean, it's one thing to lose to the Chiefs. You go out there and lay an egg like that against the Raiders.
Well, you didn't even lay an egg. You choked.
Yeah.
I say the Patriots choked. You didn't choke anything like the Ravens. The Ravens gagged that one away. Against a
team.
They
were up by 10 points in the fourth quarter.
Against a terrible team.
10 minutes left, yeah.
With a terrible coach. I don't think very much of the Raiders, their coach, their quarterback, anything. And Baltimore should have been a little desperate after losing, should have been looking to bounce back, right? Mr. Isaiah Likely, was he the one that was all cocky? If that's the best the Chiefs got.
Yes.
Yep.
Well,
Everett's own.
Good luck in the playoffs. It's like, well, I'm not going to see you there.
What the hell's the best you got? Because you just lost in a comeback to the Raiders, you bums.
Yeah, and Henry
and kicked me out of the knockout.
Henry had a better game. Derrick Henry was 18 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Zay Flowers had a good game receiving, but defensively, and maybe it has something to do with that the coordinator you just saw, the head coach in the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday, but that doesn't seem like the same defense as last year, that's for sure. It seems like they definitely have lost a step, and Lamar Jackson, as good as he is, and he's been good, not great so far this year, has not been enough to even score a win at home against the Raiders. I mean, that's That's wild to me. I did not expect the Raiders to do much this year. And I think I like Antonio Pierce a little bit more than you do, just because he came in as an interim coach for 9 games and won 5 of them, which is more games than Bill Belichick won all last year, which I thought was something. I mean, wow. He took over a team that wasn't much.
Bill catching a stray there.
Hey, I mean, listen, 5 wins is 5 wins in 9 tries on a team that was in complete turmoil and getting turned upside down. I think that there's something to be said for that, and maybe Pierce is a better motivator maybe than we're giving him credit for. I don't think he's a big X's and O's guy, but what the hell do I know? All I know is that they beat the Ravens in Baltimore, so that counts for something.
Yeah, the Twitch chatters confirmed 1989.
1989, okay, very good.
Clarify that. That was the example forever of a team that, like, that's why you don't play your starters very long in the preseason, because, mm-hmm. you know, I wasn't really old enough to remember it specifically, but
Veris,
like,
Tippett and Ronnie Lippett, was that how you said it?
Lippett.
I had a Ronnie Lippett poster when I was a kid.
And the season
and his little
ended.
Starting lineup figure.
The people say the season, like, not just because of the
you
physical,
lose Lippett, it's over, yeah.
But like the mental, like right. It was almost like the Kurt Warner thing with Trent Green, although it didn't work out. But remember when Dick Vermeil thought it was over and yes. basically acted like it was
Wasn't
over?
Wasn't he sobbing?
Yeah, he was bawling his eyes out, and he was wrong. He had a Hall of Fame backup quarterback, but. From everything I've ever heard, that season really did end just emotionally, physically, when that happened, when those guys got hurt. But that's the risk you can't, as all the coaches would tell you,
right.
You get ready to play football by playing football, but I'm afraid to play you in football that doesn't matter, so I can't really get you to ready to play football that does matter. And then you end with this weird month of tweener games and crappy play and maybe some people taking advantage of yep. it and underachievers and overachievers. And that's why it takes, you know, a while to settle in on who's actually good. That's why I'm not buying the damn Saints.
Okay, fair enough. On the topic of being afraid to put players out there, Bryce Young benched in Carolina. It's going to be the Andy Dalton Red Rocket Show from here on out. Is that a cautionary tale for Drake May?
Yeah, it has to be, right?
I think
so. It's a bad roster. And the difference, I think, is the physical tools are different. That Bryce Young is an undersized quarterback. There were questions about his size and mm-hmm. his ability to make it at the NFL level, transition his game from Alabama to the NFL. Whereas Drake May is a more prototypical, big, strong-armed, athletic. He's compared to Herbert and Allen, so that tells right. you right there. Whereas Bryce Young was going to be kind of an outlier-type talent if he succeeded. All those pictures this year that said he looked like he had his backpack going to camp and it was like a little kid going to middle school
right.
or whatever. But it's absolutely a cautionary tale in a lot of ways, I would say. Also a little bit of a cautionary tale in terms of, let's just say Alex Van Pelt doesn't have a great year. What do you do? Because changing coaches, changing systems, throwing it at young quarterbacks, going mm-hmm. down that road, that's part of this conversation as well. Frank Reich last year, now Dave Canales this year. Is that part of the problem too? He's not really in year two of the offense. He's in year one again.
Right.
His second year one, and year one was really bad last year, off to a bad start this year. So I do think it is a cautionary tale, just like, you know, I asked Ross Tucker, looking at Chicago and how that plays out. A guy who's running around for his life behind an offensive line, and Bill Belichick's kind of mocking it
yep.
from afar. That's one of the games he actually talks about and teams he talks about.
I think there's something to be said for these Alabama quarterbacks who come out too, by the way, and they're used to running these high-powered offenses with these all-world wide receivers, and they get stuck on a team that's not very good, and then eventually either they get traded to another team, or the team that they play for ends up bringing in some weapons for them, sometimes weapons that they played with. In the case of Jalen Hurts, they drafted Devontae Smith. You're seeing Mac Jones didn't really get that treatment.
Tua got Waddle,
and those two guys are doing fine. Mac Jones didn't, and he sort of flamed out. And I think you can point to that a little bit and say these Alabama guys, if you draft them to a team that is not equipped the way that they even something close to what they had in college, they're not going to be able to function the same way. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing with Bryce Young. The Carolina Panthers offense is a joke. It's the Patriots is not that bad. I mean, at least they went out and spent some money on Mac's rookie year. But for Bryce Young, he hasn't had anything. Adam Thielen's his number one receiver. Like, that's a joke over there. And I think that these Alabama quarterbacks sometimes have a bit of trouble adjusting when they come to some bereft team like that.
And that is also the problem. He went to a bad team.
Yeah.
That also traded away the assets that could have been used to help him early on. It's sort of the opposite of C.J. Stroud, who C.J. Stroud arrives, and then the very next pick arrives with him as the defensive rookie of the year.
Right.
Bryce Young was like, this is your show. We kind of gave up everything to get you. We can't really do
DJ
much
Moore,
around you.
Oh, yeah, he's in Chicago now.
Yeah, like Bryce Young, you know, as a kid is probably like, oh, I'll go to Carolina and play with DJ Moore. We got bad news for you. You're right. going to Carolina, but DJ Moore is not going to be there with you. So,
have you seen Adam Thielen 3 years ago? Like, we got.
He used to be good.
They traded McCaffrey like a couple months before drafting him too. Like, they really got rid of all the talent there.
So that is part of the cautionary tale, too, of...
I like the kid they drafted this year from South Carolina.
Xavier Leggett?
Yeah, Leggett.
I think the Patriots did, too.
I like hearing him talk. I don't know if he's any good. But he's supposed to be Debo,
right? They've only scored 13 points, so I'm guessing he's not very good.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no one's blown up. Their numbers are historically bad.
Yeah.
Historically
Didn't
bad.
Didn't they get Deontay Johnson from Pittsburgh?
They did.
What's he done?
Nothing. None of them have done anything.
Do that much in Pittsburgh, to be honest.
I don't think he's that big a deal. He's not exactly. He's a guy. He's a bottom middle, he's
definitely
depth
a guy.
Guy. But I don't think he's a. Oh, we got him. We're going to win games because of him. No. But yes, there is definitely a. I mean, is Will Levis a cautionary tale, or any of these guys cautionary tale about what young quarterbacks look like, what they can look like with new coaching? Oh, yeah, we do have one. Yeah, so I have a new favorite coach in the NFL because I feel like he's acting at the podium and on the sideline the way I would. Not sure it's going to be successful for him, his team, or his quarterback, but Brian Callahan down in Tennessee,
yep.
I like what he's doing.
What'd you say to Will on the fumble? I know you looked very upset on the sideline.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear. If I had to guess. So, yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in a red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
He used the, what the F are you doing? That was what all the cameras saw on the sideline. Mm-hmm. And as my old friend Paul Perillo used to say, as a parent, sometimes you got to swear for emphasis when dealing with your kids, and I feel like he felt the same way dealing with his quarterback. What the F are you doing?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way.
And he's had a number of those moments early in the season.
Will Levis definitely has, and this is a guy in Callahan who went from 5 years of Joe Burrow now, or whatever it was, 3-4 years of Joe Burrow, now to this clown down here in Tennessee, and it's not going great for him. I will say this about Will Levis and what they're doing in Carolina, though, or Carolina, Tennessee at least. Is that they put an offense around them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they brought in another running back. They have two good wide receivers, a little older in DeAndre Hopkins, who looks like he lost a step. But Calvin Ridley had a great touchdown last week against the Jets. And I think that, you know, they're at least trying to put Levis in a position to succeed. And you can't say the same for... You can't say the same for the Patriots and whoever their quarterback is and a lot of other teams out there for sure. The ESPN power rankings came out, and the Patriots, after losing to the Seattle Seahawks, have dropped 1 point from 24 to 25.
I think that's fair.
I think it's about right.
I mean, they should have won the game. They were competitive like a team in that area. They're not. You know, I keep pointing to the Giants and the Panthers, the teams that are obviously going to be, well, I can't point to the Raiders. I thought the Raiders would be in that conversation.
Right.
But teams that are going to be obviously bad probably for the totality of the season. So far, the Patriots haven't earned that type of reputation. And they played another mediocre team, and they should have beat them.
They should have beat them. That's true.
Quick aside,
yes.
Not to rip my guy Tom Curran, but... He totally sandbagged us. Remember his whole thing about the Seahawks coming east and having to get up early? They said on the broadcast something like, Seattle has won like 11 of 13 in its trips.
That's not been a problem for them.
No, they're good at it.
Yeah.
It's actually a strength for Seattle. They actually win the bulk of the games in that situation.
Maybe that was a Pete Carroll thing, you know? They thought it wouldn't carry over with the new coach. I don't know. Anyway, that's all the time we have here today. We got to jump out early because Red Sox baseball is coming your way, starting with the Mass Mutual pregame show. It is the Red Sox. It is the Tampa Bay Rays playing the first of a three-game set down at Tropicana Field. Nick Pivetta and Shane Boz are your starting pitchers, and that game's going to be getting underway at 6:50. But first, here is Cooper Boardman. Cooper Boardman with the Mass Mutual pregame show. That's coming up right now. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.